Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1052 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, and kind of hesitated and stuttered like he didn't like me in there somehow or other. 21 gross examination. I testified at the coroner's inquest. I admit I did not testify about Frank's knowing Mary very well there. That has been recalled to my mind since I was arrested on Monday, April 28th, at 11 o'clock, and held until Thursday night, about 6. Mrs. J. A. White, sworn for the state. I saw my husband at the pencil factory at 11:30. I stayed there until about 10 minutes to 12. I left him there and came back about 12:30 and left again about 1 o'clock. When I got there at 11:30, I saw Miss Hall, the stenographer, Mr. Frank, and two men. I asked Mr. Frank if I could see my husband, Mr. White. Mr. Frank was in the outside office then. He said I could see him and sent word by Mrs. Emma Freeman for him to come downstairs. My husband came to the foot of the stairs on the second floor. I talked to him about 15 minutes and went on out. I returned about 12:30. Mr. Frank was in the outside office standing in front of the safe. I asked him if Mr. White had gone back to work. He jumped like I surprised him and turned and said yes. It wasn't much of a jump. I went upstairs then to see Mr. White. Harry Denham was with him working on the fourth floor. They were hammering. It was not a continuous noise they were making. I heard the hammer not more than once or twice. Mr. Frank came upstairs while I was up there, somewhere about 1 o'clock. I know it was before 1 because at 1 I was at McDonald's furniture store, 4 or 5 blocks from the factory. I got there a few minutes after 1. Mr. Frank told Mr. White if I wanted to get out before 3 o'clock, to come on down because he was going to leave and lock the door. I had better be ready to go as soon as he got his coat and hat. I went on out, and as I passed, he was sitting in the outside office writing at a table. As I was going down the steps, I saw a Negro sitting on a box close to the stairway on the first floor. Mr. Frank did not have his coat or hat on when I passed out. Cross-examination. I left the factory about 1 o'clock. I wouldn't say that it was positively 10 minutes to one. While I was talking to my husband at the factory, Miss Corinthia Hall, May Barrett and her daughter were there. Mrs. Barrett had been upstairs, and her daughter came afterwards. Miss Hall and Mrs. Freeman left first. Mrs. Barrett and her daughter left next, and then I went. That was about 10 minutes to 12. I saw the Negro sitting between the stairway and the door, about 5 or 6 feet from the foot of the stairway. I wouldn't be able to identify him.